Of course, these units of the yurt were important in exploiting the grasslands and building the pillars of early Turkish society. When the Islamic armies overran the Sassanid Empire of Persia in the 7th century and reached the great rivers of the Jaxartes and Oxus, which are the two great eastern rivers that separate the Iranian world from the central steppes. And they occupied the great caravan centers of Birr, Bukhara, and Samarkand. The Islamic armies were now the heirs to a problem which Persian shahs had faced, and that is how to secure this eastern frontier, because the people they faced across the frontier were various Turkoman tribes who had settled there at least since the 4th and 5th centuries AD. Now, the Turkoman warriors they encountered already had perfected their methods in nomadic warfare, in light cavalry tactics. The Turkmen, always had pride in the Ghazi. The heroic warrior, often armed with a composite bow, riding his sturdy horse, really more of a pony than a horse. I mean, it's a rather small but very rugged animal that could live on the Central Asian steppes, traveling great distances. They were equipped with armor, but it was very often a type of scale armor, often made out of leather rather than metal. As they gained more money through trade, they would equip themselves with metal armor, with the helmets and the equipment you would see in Abbasid or Chinese armies. But fundamentally, their tactics were based on cavalry attacks, in which they would attack their opponent and shower him with arrows, annoy him, draw him into an ill-conceived charge, where eventually the attacking force would break up, because the Turks on their very swift horses would simply retreat and wear down their opponent, reappear and attack on this sort of desultory fighting that eventually the psychological morale of the opponent would break, and the Turks would then move in and mop up. They were superb horsemen, they were excellent bowmen, and in close hand-to-hand fighting, very impressive with scimitar and mace. And therefore, they were always appreciated as warriors by the settled societies. The Persian shahs had used them, that is the Zoroastrian shahs of the Persian Empire. The early Islamic caliphs came to the same conclusion. Turkish warriors were some of the finest men you could hire. And many of the eastern armies of Islam had large regiments of Turkish soldiers. Now, sometimes these fellows were recruited as tribal regiments. But very frequently, starting in the 9th and 10th century, they were also purchased as slaves. This was because there was endemic fighting among the various Turkmen tribes of Central Asia, and the victims were usually the defeated in such wars, and they were simply sold off. And young men were prized. They were brought in, purchased at certain slave markets in Central Asia. These Turks were then removed into Baghdad. There was actually a very powerful Turkish bodyguard in the Abbasid Caliphate, which tended to do such things as riot, kill caliphs, and dominate politics. But the military power of the Turks was already long recognized before the Seljuk Turks actually arrived in the Middle East in force. In addition, the Turks of Central Asia found Islam very congenial. Now, obviously, many of them may have picked it up as they entered into military service. But there was extensive trade that connected these cities of northeastern Iran and the cities of Central Asia with the Chinese Empire, stretching across this great Tarim Basin, which is the link, which means the caravans usually skirted the western and northern edges of Tibet. They steered clear of Tibet and entered into China to get silks and various other goods and bring them back in the other direction. And these trade routes needed protection. Turkmen tribes hired themselves out to defend caravans or extorted blackmail. It was often more a matter of degree whether you were hired or hiring them or paying blackmail. And as a result, they acquired Islam through contact with merchants. As I mentioned in the previous lecture, by the 9th and 10th centuries, many of the merchants had converted to Islam. It was to their advantage in the Abbasid Caliphate. So the Turks saw these merchants as the agents of higher civilization, as coming from the Abbasid Caliph.